أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واستكبر هو وجنوده في الأرض بغير الحق وظنوا أنهم إلينا لا يرجعون فأخذناه وجنوده فنبذناهم في اليم فانظر كيف كان عاقبة الظالمين وجعلناهم أئمة يدعون إلى النار ويوم القيامة لا ينصرون وأتبعناهم في هذه الدنيا لعنة ويوم القيامة هم من المقبوحين صدق الله العظيم. Guys, we were discussing yesterday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described the arrogance of Fir'aun, that he had ordered a towering palace to be built so that he could climb upon it, reach the sky and look at the God of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wassalam, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had destroyed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاسْتَكْبَرَ هُوَ وَجُنُودُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. He and his army and his people had become arrogant in the land without any right. The reality is this, that no human being has any right to be arrogant on the surface of the earth. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about arrogance. And arrogance is one of those factors that become an impediment, becomes a barrier between a person and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, between a person and his iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his obedience of Allah Rabbul Izzat. That when a person has arrogance in this earth, then the result is this, that that person will not bring iman in Allah, or that person will refuse to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Second reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself who is doing an analysis of the reasons why Fir'aun had not brought iman, and it is important for us to bear this in mind and to keep this in mind at all times. وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا يُرْجَعُونَ. Because, and they thought, that they believed, that certainly they will never be returned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When man forgets the return, when man forgets the standing of the day of Qiyamah, before that the life of the Qabr, and after that Jannat and Jahannam, then it is quite obvious that that person will never want to believe in Allah Rabbul Izzat, nor would that person want to become obedient to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left two very important lessons for you and I. One is to remove arrogance and to bring humility. When humility comes, then submission to Allah Rabbul Izzat will come. And secondly, the yaqeen of the day of Qiyamah. And yaqeen of the day of Qiyamah will mean, and yaqeen of the return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will mean that at all times we remember that we are going to be returned to Allah Rabbul Izzat. There is accountability in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is the standing in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. On that day when there will be absolutely no zulm, there will be absolutely no oppression. Thereafter Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ. Fir'aun aspired to reach the sky to see the deity and the God of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Leave that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَخَذْنَاهُ, we had taken him to task, we had seized him, we had gripped him. وَجُنُودَهُ, and his army and his people. فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمْ, and we had thrown them into the sea, we had cast them into the sea. So from the heights of this world that he aspired to achieve, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had thrown him and casted him into the depths of the sea. And hence in this way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows, like the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tawadha'a lillah rafa'ahu Allahu ilayh. That person that makes tawadhu, that person that becomes humble for the sake of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevates that person. The person that makes istikbar, the person that becomes arrogant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lowers that person to the lowest of lows. And to this extent we find in the narration of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that that person, Allah forbid, that person will become worse than the dogs and the swines of that place. So that is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will destroy and lower a person. And physically Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala shows it in the life of Fir'aun, that Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala had destroyed him in the depths of the water. فَانْظُرْ كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الظَّالِمِينَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls upon us also to realize and understand, to look deeply with the eyes of our hearts, see how the end result of the zalimeen, of the wrongdoers, those who disobey Allah Rabbul Izzat, those who are unjust on the surface of the earth, what the end and what the consequences will be. وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَدْعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if you look at the words very, very carefully, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ, and we had made them أَئِمَّةً, we had made them leaders. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes people leaders on the surface of this earth, the actual reason is this, يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ, that they guide by the command of Allah. They guide people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leadership is a very great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bestows upon a person. And do not have the impression that leadership is only the leadership of a country, but leadership in every aspect, from the leadership of our homes, to our businesses, our communities and societies, our families, and then slowly it goes higher and higher to the leadership of the country. And Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala grants leadership. And the original, this ni'mat of Allah, its original function was this, that man guides towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. But what happened to these people? They themselves were misguided. And secondly, يَدُعُونَ إِلَى النَّارِ, they invited people towards the fire of Jahannam. In other words, their invitation was only towards the fire of Jahannam. Now the from amongst our ulama, Shanwar Kashmiri rahimahumullah, has explained this ayah very, very beautifully, and that is that one has to understand and realize in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delivering to us a very important message, that the wrongs that we carry out in this world, the sins that we carry out in this world, the reality of it is that it is the fire of Jahannam, it is related and it is connected to the fire of Jahannam. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. The executor of an estate, for example, he eats the food, or he eats the wealth of the people whom he's supposed to look after, the young orphans that were inheritors of that particular estate, and the person begins to eat from there, the person makes khiyanat, there is embezzlement of funds, and what happens? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, he is not eating the rands and the cents of this world, he is not eating the food and the grain of this world. The reality is this, that in this very world, he is feeding his belly with the fire of Jahannam. So that shows very, very clearly that that is the reality of it, that the wrongs of this world has a very great correlation, a very great relationship with the fire of Jahannam. The rights, obviously, the correct things that we do, its relationship will be that of Jannat. And then those things that Allah tabarakhu wa ta'ala commanded us to do, that we do not carry out, our salat, etc. Again, the not doing is also related to the fire of Jahannam. Hazrat Shah rahmatullah alayhi has said that the reality of it is that it will either manifest itself in the qabr, in the good or in the bad. One is, the good will manifest itself in the form of the gardens of Jannat, the flowers of Jannat. Each good we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that qabr a Jannah. Or, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, Allah will make it a pit from the fire of Jahannam. And hence the ills and the evils that we carry out in this world, its relationship will be with the scorpions and the snakes of the qabr. And hence the relationship is very, very strong. And then obviously that relationship then follows up with the fire of Jahannam. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. وَيَوْمَ al-qiyamati la yunsarun, and the day of qiyamah they will not be assisted. Perhaps here when we look at Fir'aun, he looked at the assistance and he asked for assistance from Aman and Qarun to do all the wrongs that he had done. But there is going to be absolutely no one that will assist him. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala concludes, وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَا, that we had followed him in this world, in this very material world, with la'nat, with the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the la'nat and the curse of Allah Rabbul Izzat in this world is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala keeps a person far, far away from the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ, and on the day of qiyamah, they will be people whose faces will be disfigured, evil will be carried out upon them. In other words, their faces will be disfigured. In this world, they look for the honor. They say, in this world, you need to have a face, we need to have honor. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will dishonor them by disfiguring their faces. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala save us. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.